Amen. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to the Wednesday evening service. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Amen. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Oh, let the Spirit of the Lord, oh, from heaven come down. Oh, let the Spirit of the Lord come. Oh, let the glory of the Lord come. Oh, amen. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Oh, let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Oh, let the glory of the Lord come. Oh, let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Amen. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Oh, Spirit of the Lord from heaven come. Oh, let the Spirit of the Lord come. Oh, let the Spirit of the Lord come. Oh, amen. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Oh, let the Spirit of the Lord from heaven come. Oh, let the Spirit of come. Oh, and let the glory of the Lord come. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. And let the glory of the Lord to come down. Oh, and let the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, from heaven come. Oh, let the Lord come. One more time. Oh, let the Spirit of the Lord come. Oh, amen. Let the Spirit, hallelujah, oh, come down. Oh, let the Spirit of the Lord from heaven come. Oh, let the Spirit of the Lord come. And let the glory of the Lord come. Oh, amen. And let the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, come down. Oh, let the glory of, oh, from heaven come. Oh, let the glory of the come down. Hallelujah. Let us give him a hand of praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Lord, we welcome your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my, my. Melt our hearts tonight, oh dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Mold us and make us, Father, after thine own way. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let thine spirit, hallelujah, come down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. You're happy to be in his house this evening? Amen, amen, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Greetings to one and all in the name of the Almighty God. Amen. If you may have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 134. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You believe he is here this evening? Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We are going to bask under the anointing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalms 134 reads this wise. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, whom by night sits in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and the earth, bless you from Zion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Our precious Heavenly Father, we are humbled before thy presence this precious evening, O Lord. We come before thee, O Lord, with an open face. Lord, forsaking all and dedicating ourselves before thee, O God. Lord, we pray that you cleanse us, Father, Lord. Wash us and we shall be white as snow, O dear Jesus. Lord, use us, Father. Get us out of the way. Heavenly Father, we pray that you accept our sacrifice this precious evening, Father. We thank you and we love you, Father. Lord, be with us. Bless this service. Even as our pastor comes forth to bring the word, we pray that you be with him, Father. Anoint him, O dear Jesus. Lord, I believe that you're going to hear from the throne this evening. We are depending on you, Father. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate your holy, precious name, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for it is in Jesus' name we pray and we believe. Amen, amen. You love him. Hallelujah. Let us give him a handclap of praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen, amen. You believe he is here? Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus breaks every fetter. Hallelujah. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. For he sets me free. And Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, for he sets me free. One more time. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, he sets me free. I am now on the altar. 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 Oh, which was made for me, I will never doubt my Savior. And Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, for blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for you set us free. Hallelujah. You died for us in Calvary. Bore the shame. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let us worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your holy and mighty name shall be praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. He is in this praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Amen. Jesus, I'll never forget. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to praise him? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. Oh, how you set me free. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. Oh, how you brought me. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. Oh, no, no, nay. Oh, my end, Jesus, I'll never forget. Oh, how you, glory. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. Oh, how you set me free. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. Oh, how you brought me. Oh, Jesus, I'll never. Oh, no, no, no. And he's done so much for me. I cannot tear it all. I cannot tear it. Oh, my, I cannot tear it. Oh, he has done so much for me. And I cannot tear it. Oh, he has done so much. Oh, he has done so much for me. And I cannot tear it. Oh, my, I cannot. Oh, my, I cannot. Hallelujah. Oh, he has done so. I cannot tear it. Oh, he has done. So, amen, let us clap. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, let us rejoice. Oh, my, I cannot tear it all. I cannot tear it. Oh, my, I cannot tear it all. Oh, he has done so much. Oh, my, I cannot tear it all. Oh, he has done so much for. Oh, little Christ so real to me. Oh, I love him. He gives me the victory, and many people doubt him, but I can live with a hope. That is why I love him so, and he's so oh my, Christ so real to me, and I love him. He gives me the victory, and many people doubt him. Oh, but I can live without him. Oh, that is why I love him. Oh, he's so, oh, live. Oh, Christ so real to, hallelujah. Oh, I love him. Oh, he gives me the victory, and many people doubt him, but I can live without him. Oh, that is why I love him. And he's so, oh, hallelujah, glory, Christ so real. Amen. As we invite our pastor. Love him, man. He gives me the victory. Oh, many people die. Oh, but I can live without him. Oh, that is why I love him so. His soul. One more time. Oh, my, is glory. Oh, Christ, so real to me. And I love him. He gives me the victory, and many people die. Oh, but I can live without him. Oh, that is why I love him so. His soul, oh, oh, Christ so real to me, and I love him. He gives me the victory. Oh, many people die. Oh, but I can live without him. Oh, that is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us thank God. Let us give him a wave offering. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, we deem it a great privilege and honor to serve thee, to be in thy presence this precious evening. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You thank him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is here. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we sing that song? We are marching over to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Oh, we are marching over to Jerusalem. Oh, we are marching over to Jerusalem. 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 Jerusalem, oh, we are marching over to Jerusalem. Oh, we are marching over to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Oh, my Jerusalem. 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 And we are marching over to Jerusalem. Oh, we are marching over.
Jerusalem. Marching over to Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we worship you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, we surrender. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the mind of Christ. Thank you for the word of God. Hallelujah. That you have given us to live by. For you say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. How we thank you and we praise you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. Lord, for your grace, for your mercies. Lord, for your guidance and for all that you have done unto us, dear God. We are here now tonight, Father, to give praise unto thee, Lord, to worship you, dear God, to surrender our entire being, amen, into your hands. And we pray that you have your own way, Lord, that you be with us tonight, that you visit us in a special way, that, Lord, you be with those who are not here, Lord, that you remember them as well, dear God, Lord, that you move upon them and you meet them, Father. You meet all their requirements, their needs, dear God. You know them all, dear Father. Thank you, Jesus. Our hearts are under great expectation for what you have in store for us, oh God. Lord, even as you said, eyes have not seen, neither has it entered the hearts of man, what you have in store for them that love thee. And Lord, we love you, Father. We know you are our God, you are our Savior, you are all in all. Have your own way now with us tonight, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, praise be to thine holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. How wonderful it is. Amen. To be together again. Just turn around and just greet your brother, greet your sister. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We are together again, praising the Lord. Amen. The King Lamb. Praise God. Amen. Lord bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go straight to the scriptures. Amen. Happy to see you again. Amen. To see the joy. God bless Brother Dan. Praise the Lord. Each and every one of you. God bless you, Brother William. Amen. For the song service, Brother Gate, Romai, and our brother here. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. The technicians, God bless you. Our precious sister, God bless you. Amen. So let's go to this scripture that we have been reading, studying, going through. Leviticus 23. I won't take long. Just explain a few things. Amen. Leviticus 23. Verse 15 to 17, and then Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 8, and then Ephesians 4, 11 to 16. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. You shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. Amen. And then Acts 1:4-8. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days ends. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Now listen to his answers here. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. What a promise. Amen. And then Ephesians 4, I read 11 through 13. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God and to a perfect man, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy scriptures. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So we give thanks to the Lord for his grace, for his mercies. Amen. And I thank you for your prayers. Amen. Let's keep praying for one another, holding each other up in times like this. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And I thank God for you, for keeping you, watching over you. Amen. In these very tough times. Amen. It's not going to get any better. Praise the Lord. Amen. But heaven has come down in our souls. Amen. And God is obligated to keep his people. Amen. That he will not fail. Amen. If we stand with this word and we have a revelation that the word is God and God is the word, so if we stay with the word, then God will take care of us. Praise the Lord. Amen. So there's no need to worry. There should be no fear. Amen. Let's just stay in his presence. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So, it is late. Praise the Lord. The coming of the Lord, the physical coming of the Lord is at hand. There's no question about it. Amen. The rapture of the church is very, very close. Amen. The world as we know it, the cosmos, the system is coming to an end. Amen. But we have a hope. Amen. We have a promise in the word, and we want to stay with that promise, which is the word of God. And when we do that, then we are safe. Praise God. Amen. We have to real stay on what, and we thank God for Malachi 4. Amen. Praise the Lord. That scripture in Malachi 4, it says, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Amen. And it's now many years he has come and gone. And we are still here. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we see the state of the world, the condition of the world. It should put a desperation in our hearts. Are we in the faith? Praise the Lord. Amen. Is his presence really with us? Amen. We need to see. We need to really feel it. Not only feel it, but see the manifestation of the word promise in our individual lives. That is the push. And that's what Ephesians is all about. Amen. And as we come to the end and we look at the state of the message, the conditions of the people, something is not right. Praise the Lord. Amen. But in the midst of it all, there is a bride. Amen. God sent us a message through Malachi 4, and that message has got to be lived out. Amen. There has to come a manifestation of that very message in our individual lives. Amen. Now, the reason we stay with the word. Amen. There's a quote that I landed on it here. Amen. From Dedications. The prophet said this. He says, now, if you notice Solomon coming after Moses building the temple, he says Solomon never varied one bit from the pattern that Moses saw on Mount Sinai in heaven. So Moses gave a pattern, and Solomon came, and he stayed with that pattern because he knew it was God who gave Moses that pattern. He said, build it this way. Don't deviate from it. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Do it exactly the way I showed you. I showed my servant Moses a pattern. So Moses, when he returned from his vision, pitched the tent and made it just exactly like he saw it in heaven. Moses, the way he saw it in heaven, is the way he gave the pattern. You see? So Solomon came afterwards. Let me read the quote. And when Solomon built the temple, he made it just exactly the way he seen the pattern. The type. You see that? So, and it so pleased God when it came to the dedication of that temple that God himself came down to vindicate, to confirm, to prove that Solomon acted in line with his word. Praise the Lord. How much more for us in this time, on this side, where he even say, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, I will do it. So this is so important that God sends down his spirit, his own spirit, which is himself, to make sure that the message of Malachi 4 is fulfilled in the lives of the predestinated seeds of God ordained from before the foundation of the world. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we have come to a very shaky time. Amen. It's just like after the early church, there came a time when the false anointed took over the real thing. You see, and it was so bad that now the false became the real. The true people, the true seeds of God, they were pushed aside. You see, and that's when the church now united with the state. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when we look at the condition of the message believers today, which is at the end time, you see, then you realize that somewhere, somehow, there's got to be a people. Amen. Without any desire, but their desire, their motive is to see the word of God fulfilled. That is all. In their individual lives, amen, like Samson. I mean, yes, at the end of his ministry, he cried out, once more, Lord. Once more. And the prophet said, that type, the church. Amen. The church was blind, like Samson was blind. Blind to the world. Samson could not see Delilah anymore. Delilah that deceived Samson. God made a way that Samson could not. At the end of his ministry, he could not see Delilah anymore. He was not even worried about his stature, whatever it is. He had only one desire to see the glory of God made manifest. You see? Praise the Lord. Amen. And he said, and when Solomon built the temple, he made it just exactly the way he's seen the pattern, the type. Moses pitched the tent for a perpetual type because it was moved from place to place. But Solomon, he made the tabernacle just exactly in the fashion that Moses had seen in heaven. It was all put together, set in order, just exactly. You see, the human mind is very, it wants to see something. You see, and the Bible says in the last days, people will heap upon them teachers having itching ears to bring in new things which can excite the mind, excite the people. You see, and forget about the plain, simple word that has life in it. And then the product is no life, no bride. But there will be a bride. Amen. So he says here, what a spiritual application we could apply here. That we are never to leave the scriptures. Stay exactly with the pattern. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the reason I believe that the way the first church was patterned, that is the way the next one should be patterned. That's the way everyone should be patterned. Just the way it was at the beginning. And I believe that God has it that way. And I believe there is a real church. Says Malachi 4. You see, praise the Lord. So he brought the pattern, and we are doing our level best. Everything in our power to stay with the pattern. Amen. Not to add anything to it, not to take away from it. Amen. But to stay with the pattern. And to see the word of God manifest in our lives. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Because the word is real. Praise the Lord. Amen. So my title is another waving of the wave loaf. I know we have spoken this over and over. And then inspiration is quickening power. Amen. Which is the Holy Ghost itself. Amen. Coming down to quicken our mortal bodies. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So the end is here. Amen. And we now realize that if God ever does anything, amen, he cannot do anything outside of his word. Praise the Lord. It has got to be the scriptures, amen, and in this case, the message. Praise the Lord. And we need to have confidence in Malachi 4's message. Praise God. Amen. That's what we should, confidence, to believe that he was a servant of God. He was a prophet to the Gentiles. Praise the name of the Lord. And whatever he said is true. That's the thing that we have to do. Believe it. And he gave us the pattern of how the bride will come forth. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Malachi 4, he was so sure, Brother Branham was so sure about his message, that he was not worried about anything. He was so sure that it was the word of God. And God will keep his word. God will take care of it. It was not his business, amen, whether people believe it or not. He knew somebody somewhere would believe the word. He was not worried about dying, going away. Praise the Lord. Amen. What he was worried about was to bring the word. Amen. And if we can have faith and believe that the very God who sent this message, that God is real. That God is alive. And he watches over his word day and night. Praise God. Amen. To make sure that it will come to pass. Every seed that was sown, amen, must reproduce itself again. Because it does say the Lord. So we need to have that faith. We need to have that confidence. Amen. The human mind, we need to put it away. We need the simplicity of the gospel. Amen. And feel the power, the effect of the word in our individual lives. Praise God. Amen. Because the word is real. The message is real. Praise God. Amen. So we thank God for his grace and his mercies upon us. Amen. So God just put in my heart Just to let you know, me now, these days, I just depend on God and God alone, Brother Dan. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I stopped listening to other ministers. I stopped it. I want to hear only from God. Because I have a responsibility. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I know how serious it is, so I don't want to be influenced by anything. Amen. The messages that I bring forth, it should be Holy Spirit directed. Praise the Lord. Amen. So whatever I say here, amen, I know I've heard from God. And I say it in honesty, in simplicity, and in humility. Hey, praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So this is harvest time. Amen. This is going home time. This is actually, we are in the time of the harvest. And the literal harvest is just about to happen. Amen. And that will be a real showdown. Amen. A real showdown of who is who. Because God knows his people. Amen. And that's why the prophet says, all this foolishness, their folly will be made manifest. The false anointed one. When God picks his own and puts her up there and says, she is the one. Amen. Then he says, that's when now the false anointed, their folly will be made manifest. So that time is about to come. That time is here. That time is with us. Praise, and it behooves us to know where we stand. Praise God. We do our best, God will do the rest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So it's a burning desire in our hearts to see God moving, God speaking to us, to see a revival in our midst, to see a refreshment, God refreshing our spirits, lifting us up. Praise God. Amen. And to do that, we need to get the word of God, the right word where we can stand upon. Amen. And base whatever we are doing on the promise. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I read the scriptures here in Leviticus 23. We have gone through it over and over. I know that. Amen. But this scripture was given to the Old Testament Jews, amen, as a feast which they were to observe. Amen. But it's a type of the church coming forth after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Alpha Church and the Omega Church coming also in the last days. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it was like, I say, wave this sheaf. Amen. There were two major feasts to the Gentiles. Amen. The Feast of the Trumpet is to the Jews. The Feast of the Atonement, it just goes to them. But to the Gentiles, there are two main ones. The wave sheaf, praise the Lord. Amen. And then the wave loaf. So this weekend, the world celebrates the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. That is the world. Last Sunday, they were waving branches. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this Sunday, maybe some of them will be hanging on the cross. It's blasphemy. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. But we need to know the significance. Amen. To them, it's just a memorial. But to us, it's deeper. It means something more. Amen. And now we are calling on a revival, basing it on Leviticus 23, chapter 23, verse 15 to 17. Now, Malachi 4, amen, he came with a message. We are going to read it, which was typing the wave sheaf. Now, after the wave sheaf, there was to come forth a bride. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, in other words, if the Lord just permitted it to have all these sects and all these groups in the message, he allowed it for a purpose. Amen. Maybe he kept you as the best wine for the last, hid you somewhere to come forth in the last days. 60 years, I think, since Malachi 4. Amen. By now, there should be fire and fire in the message churches. Fire. Amen. If you go by this promise, because Malachi 4 fulfilled, the message itself coming forth was a fulfillment of the wave sheaf. The waving of the wave sheaf. Can we say amen to that? Amen. And the effects of that waving was seen. The power of it was felt. Praise the Lord. Amen. It was God moving. But then it was one man to fulfill the scriptures. Praise the Lord. Amen. To reveal the Son of Man. Amen. According to St. Luke 17:30. How about the bride? Now, this is where now we feel challenged, Brother Dan, Brother Omar, the elders here, and everybody here. Where is the manifestation of the living God among a living bride? They are hoped to be a real, true manifestation. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So I believe the Lord probably allowed the enemy just to come in and play this time out. Amen. And then time comes when the true seed begins to step out and declare, amen, who they are. Praise the Lord. Without fear, without shame. And the Holy Spirit will be there to back them up, to back their words up. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen right here. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, to understand the effects of this scripture of Leviticus 23, amen, we still need to know the significance of the wave sheaf. What does it mean? Amen. What does it mean to us as the bride of Christ? So I'm going to read a few quotes here. You can take your seats. Praise the Lord. Amen. But let me read first this scripture just to help you to understand the season and the time we are living in. Amen. So, something just dropped in my heart, and I say, let's call for a revival. Let's do it. We have a right to do it. Praise the Lord. As a church, amen. As a church, we have a right to call for a revival, basing it on the Word of God. When the Holy Ghost poured out on the day of Pentecost, they didn't have to tarry anymore. You see that? Amen. Whosoever will. But now, after the opening of the seventh seal, each person has a right. The prophet said, if you have enough faith, you wouldn't want to stand on somebody's faith. If you believe God, you understand where you stand, you take the word of God deep down. Let me tell you a small testimony here. Amen. Just to help out. Just to make you feel, to know what I really feel. Amen. Years ago, of course, I said we cannot live by yesterday's fire. Yesterday's revival is gone. Amen. But we are looking for something. But just as a reminder, years ago, when I was working, Brother Joseph knows the place in Lugazi. I was a station master there. I was still very young then. Amen. And the people were drunkards. Praise God, the station was real drunkards. And it was bad. So when I went there, it was like I was thrown into a pot of devils just there. So bad. So, I just felt, something just came over me, because at one point, I was backing down. It was too much for me. Then something just say, speak. That's all. So I started speaking. Simple. Just speak and it happens right there. I'll speak and it happens right there. It happens right there. And they say, this man has a witch doctor in Kampala. Because I would go to Kampala for service on Sunday. They has a serious witch doctor somewhere. Praise the Lord. Because they believe in witchcraft. You see? But I saw the power of God made manifest. In simplicity. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just saw it. Then one day we had a boy with Sister Sarah. The boy was dying. In the night, we just gave up. And then in the following day, we thought probably we would send him home. Then something said, no, let's go to the hospital. I prayed. And then as we were walking out of the house, The sister was carrying him, and there was no strength. Strength was gone. And then I was like, what is going on? So when I looked at him, all of a sudden he looked at me, and then he jerked like this. And then he smiled. So I was like, is he dying? Praise the Lord. Amen. But I saw the smile remain there. And I was like, strength has come into the body, into the boy's body from nowhere. We reached the hospital. They said the boy is okay. Coming back home, the boy who had not eaten for about 4 days, he was eating. Something happened. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Another time we went to the hospital, and then one of the brothers, the child was also dying. I carried the child in my arms like this, and then as I was praying, the child jerked. When it jerked, I thought, is it dying? But I said, I'm not going to open my eyes. I pray. Amen. Saying amen, the boy was okay. That same day, he was discharged at home. His presence. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. In many ways, God is real. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But if we deviate from his word, then that's why you cut him off, because he's the word. Amen. So if we stay with the word and you believe that you're a real son of God and your life is clean, everything is under the blood, don't fear anything. No. Don't fear anything. Amen. And you have a true revelation that you are a son. Amen. And that's why it has come to a time that we should stay with the word and follow nobody. Nobody, brother, am I. Praise the Lord. Let's look to Jesus Christ, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. There comes a time in our individual lives when we are faced with a challenge. Where are you going to run? What are you going to do? You see that? Amen. Are you going to run to so-and-so, so-and-so? You are faced with a situation. That is when you show who you are. Amen. That is when you really show who you are. And that's when God wants to prove to you that he's alive. That is not dead. That is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I picked these scriptures here, and I was saying that to understand what the wave loves is about, we need to understand what the wave shift accomplish. What this message is really, what it is. Amen. So let me read Leviticus 23:9-11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. Praise God. Amen. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. Amen. To be accepted for you. Amen. That's why now you really need to have all that faith, all that confidence. Amen. Because something has gone before you. It is not a theory. It is not vanity. Something happened. Praise God. Amen. Something really happened. Amen. So let me read from the rising of the sun. Amen. About this. Now, like I said, the world denomination this weekend, amen, they will be celebrating this. But to us, it means something deeper. Amen. So if you are able to understand that, then now when we talk about the wave loaf, you now know what it is. Amen. So, the rising of the sun, amen, said the sheaf, which was the first of your seed that you planted, when it comes up and ripen, you cut down this sheaf and take it to the priest. And let him take it and wave it before the Lord. for your acceptance. That you are accepted. Not on the Sabbath, the seventh day, but on the first day, which we call Sunday. Notice, it was the first corn of God's wheat that we had raised from the dead. That had been raised from the dead. God's first corn of wheat. By God's quickening power, God had quickened his life, raised him up from the dead, and he was the first fruit of those that slept. The first fruit. He was that sheaf. Amen. That's why they had to wave that sheaf, for it was the first one that came to maturity. And it was waved as a memorial of thanksgiving to God, believing that the rest of them would come. It was a sign. And today, because he was the first son of God to come to full maturity, to be in God, he was plucked up from the earth and is waved over the people. Amen. He's talking about the message now. Oh, what a glorious lesson. He was waved at the day of Pentecost when there came a sound from heaven like a waving, mighty, rushing wind. And was waved over the people, the Pentecostal people that was up at Pentecost waiting for the blessings to come. And to be waved again, we realize in the last day, according to Luke 17:30, in the son of in the S-O-N day again, in the day that the S-O-N of man will be revealed or waved again over the people. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, who is the Son of Man? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And if all the teaching that we have and confirmation of the Word of God, by Word of God, by signs, by wonders, we see today that in the book of Luke, that was that as we just quoted, 17th chapter, the 30th verse, and Malachi 4 and different scriptures, that we are acquainted with, that word again is waved over the people. That the dead traditions of man is dead. And the S-O-N of God, listen, is alive again with the baptism of the Holy Ghost right among us. Amen. And is giving us life. Amen. And as Christ was the first one to raise from all the prophets and so forth, although typed in many places, he was the first fruits of those that slept. In the bride coming of Christ, coming out of the church, there will have to be a sheaf waved again in the last days. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Waving of the sheaf. Amen. The first one that come to mature, the first one that proved it was a wheat, that proved it was a sheaf. My. Praise God. Amen. And the first time there will come forth for the bride age for the resurrection of dark denominationalism will be a message that the full maturity of the word has turned back again in its full power and being waved over the people by the same signs, wonders, as he did back there. Yeah. So it has to come back again. Why? Because I live, you live also. Yeah. Amen. And speaking to his wife, because I live, you live also. What a resurrection that was, and what a resurrection this is. To be quickened from the dead, to be made alive in Christ Jesus by God's quickening power. He was waved to them the word, which he was waved back to them on the day of Pentecost, the word made manifest. Now, as I said, and I say, it is to be waved again in the last day. The waving of the sheaf. Praise the Lord. Amen. Which is already done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So if we understand that, and we realize that waving was to bring him back again, and he said, because I live, you live also. So the message itself is the word of God, which is the same Christ that was risen that we have been partaking of. Pray. Now we are calling for a revival in this church here. Pray. We don't know what happened else, Amen. But we are concerned about here. This church. Amen. And our family. Praise the Lord. Amen. My wife. My husband. My brother. My sister. My church and all this. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have had a lot of, good teachings and things, which is okay. But we are past that now. We want to see the living Christ. Where is this God of Elijah? Where is he at? Amen. When we see the world in this condition, when we see the people in this condition, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. Praise the Lord. Have we done what we ought to do? Amen. Have we acted the way we should act? Have we done the best? Amen. How about our attitude? The prophet said, amen, the dynamics is here, so the mechanics and so is the dynamics. If we can only get started, God will do the rest. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are trying to get started. We have confidence. Amen. That our sins are under the blood. Praise the Lord. We have the faith. Amen. That we have seen the Messiah, the revealed word, amen, manifested unto us in the preaching of the word. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. In purity, amen, not seeking anything. Praise the Lord. Amen. But just in simplicity. Praise God. Because the word revealed is open for everybody. Say, don't close, don't seal this book anymore. It's open already. To whomsoever will. Whomsoever will. My. Whomsoever will. Let him come and partake of the water of life freely. Amen. Seal not the prophecy of this book. Because the time is at hand. And the Holy Ghost will be there to lead his children, to reveal to them, to show them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So the waving of that sheaf, and this is what the prophet say, he proved this word. Amen. Christ, by his resurrection, by his death and his resurrection, proved this word to be true. Amen. He proved what he spoke to be the truth by making it happen. Amen. The manifestation became the interpretation. Now today, we have Easter seal to be a closest. People send messages one to another and things like that. Amen. But they are sealed. What we call an Easter seal when we send messages. But when we receive the message, that seal is broken, the Easter seal, because the seal is what has got a message bound on the inside. And now the true Easter seal, amen, was broken. The secret of life after death was revealed, amen. But the real seal had been broken, and one who was once alive, lived alive, dead, died as we will die, was risen from the dead. Amen. Never one like it. In all the history of the world, the secret was made known that it was both the resurrection and the life. And not only was he the beneficiaries of the resurrection, but all those seed that was resting in God's word, in God's great promise, was a benefactor of that resurrection to life. Because he said, because I live, you shall live also. That was the breaking of that seal, because he was brought forth, so will everyone that is in Christ be brought up with him. And that's why we have all these types in Elijah and Elisha. Praise the Lord. One coming after the other. Oh, my. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And now not only had he made the statement, but he proved it to be the truth. My, praise the Lord. This is heading to some place. Not only had he made the statement, but he proved it to be the truth. Now, he never faked anything. He said, I do nothing except my Father shows me. Malachi 4 never faked anything. It depended on him. Amen. I do nothing except my Father shows me. Praise the Lord. How about the bride of Christ? Praise the Lord. And we have seen fakers, but we are not going to fake anything. We are going to stay with the word, and the word will fulfill, manifest itself. Hebrews 13:8 saying is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now here it is. My brother Joseph, here we are. Amen. Here is now where you separate babies from men in the message. Amen. We as his beneficiaries, we as his bride, we as his church, we as his children are to prove that his life is in us now. And that we are beneficiaries of this life. My, that's a bomb. That's a bomb, brother. Pray after 60 years, amen, and we know what the shift is. We know what the message, what the devil did was to take away the effects of the message from the people. The effects of it. Amen. And this is a terrible age we are living in. It's the mine age. Amen. The mine age, Brother Dan. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why he promised us the mine of Christ. It's the mine age. It's the age that the devil goes for the mine. The battle is the battle of the mind. The mind battles. My, praise the Lord. The mine age, brothers. Praise the Lord. Amen. With intellectual giants in the land. Amen. But where's the simplicity of the gospel? The message is supposed to be lived out. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because we, his beneficiaries, are to prove. Amen. That his life is in us now. The beneficiaries of this life. And how are you going to prove it in word only? No. No way. The life, there was never a life lived like him. He was the Son of God. He died and he was shut out. But when he raised again from the dead on Easter morning, then we, as his servants, are commissioned by him to go into all the world and to bring this good news to every person that he is a living. And how can we do it? By word only. For it is written, the gospel came not only by word, but through the power and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit to prove that he is alive. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's where now he gave us the second fall of the threefold purpose, that he can have the preeminences, the leadings, the rulings, that we can learn to surrender totally into his hands. Amen. That he can operate through us. That he can give us his own mind. I do St. John 5:19. I do nothing except what the Father shows me. Not emotions, not excitements. Amen. But just to live so close to him and see him live his life right through you. That is what the message is supposed to produce. That is what it is. Praise the Lord. Not just to explain it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But to live it out. Praise God. Oh my, I love this. Amen. Then we begin to understand what the wave love is all about. What the bride is all about. What Ephesians is all about. Yes, sir. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the gospel came not by word only, but through the power and through the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, to prove that he is alive. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's stay with that. And let's watch if God will not confirm his word. He has already confirmed it. But he does it in such a simple way. Amen. That is the pastor's just you. It would be like maybe it can only be fulfilled in such so and so and so, so and so. God is dealing with you as an individual. He wants to prove himself alive to you in your home. Like that widow woman, sister. Praise the Lord. Amen. That he proved himself. He went right to her. Amen. He said, you give me the word first. Give me first the bread. and watch if I will not feed you, if I will not take care of you. Oh, hallelujah. And that God is still alive today. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And that time there were great men, great powerful women in the land. But God chose somebody somewhere. Simple. There were great powerful women in the time of the prophet. But God chose Sister Haiti. Simple. We could only say that is nothing but the truth. That was it. Praise the Lord. And it happened right there. The third pool was manifested in our life. Amen. And if we realize that we have the same Jesus in word form, seventh seal, amen, spoken through Malachi 4, amen. But again, you have to realize that if it's in you, the deep calleth unto the deep. He said, if your heart does not pulsate with the word, there's something wrong somewhere. You see that? Amen. So you're able to see yourself. Brother, praise the Lord. If you so love God from the depth of your heart, the devil cannot make you love God. Impossible. Praise God. Amen. But the human mind has been so confused unless you belong to our group. Praise the Lord. Our group is the best. Our group is the bride. Outside of our group, there is nothing. The group thing, amen, it's mind battle. Amen. And the human mind begins to think, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm this. You're not wrong, brother. Praise the Lord. As long as you have the word of God, praise God. Amen. Oh, we thank God for his grace. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And because I live, you live also. And I live in you. And the works I do, you shall do it also. Amen. And the works that I do will identify myself in you. What a message. No wonder we have had a dark world of theology for the last 60 years. But in the evening time, it shall be light. The light shall come up again. There will be a resurrection in the evening time. It shall be light in the evening time. What will that resurrection be? A manifestation of every bright promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was made plain to us. And now the very essence of the message that was sent, that he is risen from the dead, we, his beneficiaries, we will share the resurrection with him, draw benefits from this by proving to the world that he is alive. He is not dead. And we cannot do that by word only. We cannot do it by some tradition of man. We only reflect exactly what we are pointing to. Now that's a bomb. Amen. If you are pointed to an idol, you will reflect an idol. But if you are pointed to Jesus Christ, the living word, you will reflect. Amen. This Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. If the life of a man that is dead be projected in you, you will live the same life. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the gospel light of the resurrection, the confirmation of the word, how do we know it was Christ? Because he proved what he talked about. How will I know the message of the hour? God proves what he promised. And he talks about it. That is the identification. Amen. That we are beneficiaries with him in the resurrection. He proves that. It proves what he has talked about. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So what he promised to do in Christ, he proved on the resurrection. What he promised to do in these days, in the days of Moses, he proved it. What he promised in the days of Enoch, he proved it. In all the days of the apostles, he proved it. And now in this day, he proves what he said, because they are part of the seed, of that seed that was represented on the book of life, that he came to redeem back to God again. Oh, what a message. That's the very essence of the message. Amen. Praise God. On Easter morning, not only did he raise, but his beneficiaries raised with him. They were in Christ, as it were, as at his crucifixion. They were in him at his resurrection. We are his beneficiaries, quickened after being dead in darkness. The darkened world of unbelief, where churches and denominations and so forth are drawn us out. And there's something in us calling, oh, we want God. We are hungering and thirsting for God. Amen. We join this, we join that, we join that. And still, there was something wrong. We just couldn't find it yet. And all of a sudden, while we was groping in darkness, the great resurrection came to us in the manifestation of the promised word. What a time. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. So the hour is here, church. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we are really looking for something to happen, but it has got to be on the basis of the word. Amen. Word upon word, here literal, there literal. Praise the Lord. Amen. Otherwise, outside of that, nothing will happen. But I'm confident, amen, that we have stayed with the word. And I thank God for men of God and women of God, amen, who know where they are standing in this hour. Amen. Who really understand what we are looking for. Amen. And with that revelation, we put our hearts together and we press on to the promise of God. Amen. The prophet threw here a warning about the oncoming storm, the tribulation period. He said the storms are coming and there's a hiding place, but there's a hiding place. And that hiding place, it's in Christ. Amen. Then say, let us bow our heads just a moment. I want you to think sincerely and solemnly for the next moment. Say, have you ever, now a question, say, have you ever found that blessed hiding place from the wrath? Remember, there's no two hiding places. There's just one. You might be a good member of some church, which I have no evil to say against. But if that is all you have, and your life isn't compared with the book of Acts, if the Holy Spirit that you profess to have is not making you live like they did in the book of Acts, and your life could write another book, you better take warning. If the first vine put forth a Pentecostal church, the second vine, or branch rather, out of the vine will bring forth another Pentecostal church with a Pentecostal experience bearing the same fruits that the first church had. Amen. Are you abiding in that blessed sacred presence of the Lord? Have you passed from death unto life? Are you resting upon some emotions, some psychological effects, or some intellectual speech? Or are you constantly abiding in his presence with the fruit of the Spirit in your life? Long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness. Can you bear for someone to talk about you and you love them so much till in your heart you pray for them? Or is it a selfish little prayer? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That that sweetness and the love of God, oh brother, oh sweep over my soul, oh Holy Spirit, sweep over my soul. If you haven't found that place of safety, then you say, my brother, and it just stops right there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So here we are, church. Amen. One more quote. As I said this morning, if the first branch of the vine brought forth a Pentecostal church, every real branch out of that true vine will bring forth another Pentecostal church. Amen. Then he said, but we have got a lot of things grafted in there. Amen. It bears its own fruit. You can take an orange tree and put a grapevine in it. It will live off that real tree. It's what we are seeing today, amen, in the message world. But any church professing to be Christian thrives off the glory and praises of Jesus Christ. Amen. But it can bear the fruit. It won't live the life of Christ until Christ puts forth that branch himself. Then it will write another book of Acts. Because it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit in the church. That's the way it is tonight. Why? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So the Lord bless you. Amen. Let's just be under expectation. This is just to place us firmly on the promise for the day. Amen. So that we may know where we really, really stand. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that when the time comes, you can only say, let the death angel pass. Yes. Amen. The blood has been applied. Amen. It's like that time Moses, and he said the death angel was sweeping through the land, and they were asking Moses, Moses, shall it pass? Will it pass? He said, yeah, it will certainly pass. Why? Because we have applied the blood. We have acted on the word of God. So that time of reckoning will certainly come. You stay true to the word. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord knows, and he knows, and he sees you. Amen. But let's strive. Let's have the right attitude, like I've always said. And let's really, really make the efforts. Amen. And get started, which we are doing now. We are getting started. We are meaning business. Praise the name. Serious business. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We want something to happen. And something is going to happen. Because if we have the right attitude, we are not doing this for selfish motive, maybe to prove to others that we are, you know, no. It is because God promises. And we believe we are his children. And we also believe this is the time for that promise to be fulfilled. So the motive is not wrong. Amen. It's just a desire to see the glory of God made manifest in our individual lives. God bless you. Amen. And praise the Lord. And see you in Nyeri over the weekend. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You appreciate our pastor. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is alive. Oh, Jesus is alive. Oh, sin and death must go. They are conquered for. Oh, Jesus is alive. It is the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It is the life behind the name that makes the plowed humble. It is the Lord who defines the plan. Oh, that in all as a man, oh, we could live, so he could live. It is the life behind the name. Oh, Jesus is alive. Oh, Jesus is alive. Oh, sin and death must go, they are conquered for. Jesus is, oh my, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Oh, sin and death must go, they are conquered for. Oh, and oh, Jesus is alive. Oh, Jesus is alive. Oh, sin and death must go. They are conquered for. Jesus is alive. Brother Katane. Oh, at the cross where I fought so the light. and the burdens of my heart they rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happier than at the cross, at the where I fall, so the right and the burdens of my heart they load away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy. Oh, at the cross, at the cross, at the cross. Oh, where I fast, so there I, and the burdens of my heart, they load away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I, amen, one more time. Oh, at the cross, oh, at the cross, at the, oh, where I fast, so the right, and the burdens of my heart, they load away. It was there by faith, oh, I received my sight, and now, glory, oh, at the cross, at the cross, oh, at the cross, where I fast, so there, oh, and the burdens of my, oh, the Lord away. It was there by faith I received my, and now I am happier than Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You thank him? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Now we have our precious brother, Ari, said that we remember him in prayers. He will not be able to be in service today. Amen. As we cross, let us pray. Our precious, loving Father, once again, we are humbled before thy presence. Thank you, O precious Heavenly Father, for how you have spoken to us in a special way. Dear loving Jesus, we pray that the word will take deep roots. Hallelujah, and have impact in our lives, O dear Heavenly Father. Help us to stay awake, Father, knowing the times that we are living in, Father. Heal the sick and the afflicted amongst us, Father. Lord, be with us even as we go to our homes, Father. Protect us, Father, through highways and byways. In each and everything that we do, Father, we commit ourselves unto their precious hands. Remember our precious brother, Ari, wherever he is. Let that angel that campeth, allow them that fear you, Father, be with him. Bless him and his family. Surround him, Father, Lord Jesus. Bless them that who are able to come into this sanctuary, Father. Bless their families, Father. Them who are online, be with them, Father, and them who hear the message later. We are depending on you, Father. We thank you, we love and appreciate you, Father. We commit this convention coming in Nyeri and in Mombasa. We pray, Father, Lord Jesus, Father, Lord, that the children will be able to go, Father, so that, Father, we can be blessed together. We are depending on you. We thank you, we love you, for it is in Jesus' holy and precious name we pray and we believe. Amen and amen, amen. God bless you. Amen. At the cross, where I fast, so the right, and the burdens of my heart, they load away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happier than at the cross, at the cross, oh, where I fast, so they right, and the balance of my, oh, they load away. Hallelujah, it was there by faith I received my sight, And now I am happier than it. There is power, power.